In GPB news, a police officer in Athens has been fired after hitting a suspect with a patrol car. Athens Clark County Police Officer Taylor Salters was fired yesterday after body camera footage of the incident was reviewed. Police say Salters collided with Timothy Patman, a man with felony warrants who was fleeing from the officers. The Athens Clark County Police Department posted video of the incident online, which includes Salters explaining himself afterwards.
I didn't hit him with the car. I blocked him with the car.
He's fine. He's in the back.
He hit the ground, but he was running down Vine right there at Fairview, and he's running this way, and I just came this way, and he ran into the hood of my car and bounced off.
Patman was taken to the hospital with scrapes and bruises before being taken to jail. Phillips Arena, home of the NBA's Atlanta Hawks, will have new seats when renovations are complete in October. Hawks officials say more than 12,000 seats have been removed and recycled since the end of the team's season. Once the work is completed, the arena will be one of the smallest capacity NBA venues in the league, with 17,600 seats. Construction will keep Phillips Arena closed until the Hawks season opens in the fall. The arena is in the final phase of a nearly $200 million renovation. Atlanta's police chief says the department's archive of dashboard camera video was wiped out in a March cyber attack. Chief Erica Shields revealed the loss in an interview with WSB-TV.
That is lost, and that will not be recovered. So that could compromise potentially a DUI case if the officer's testimony is not where it needs to be.
Shields says videos from police body cameras is still available, and she remains sure that files for criminal investigations still remain. Ken Allen, an official with the Atlanta Police Union, says video evidence is especially important if an officer is involved in a collision or is accused of using excessive force. A Georgia high school's former Teacher of the Year is accused of sexually assaulting three female students on campus. The Cobb County Sheriff's Department says Spencer Heron, who taught at Kell High School, was arrested Friday on three felony charges of sexual assault by a teacher. The Marietta Daily Journal says charges were brought against him by three different students. A school spokesperson says the school district is cooperating with police and hadn't received any complaints about Heron before the investigation. The first place Atlanta Braves won again yesterday, beating the Washington Nationals by a score of 4-2. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, the team's recent success has translated into a huge bump in TV ratings. Overall, viewership of games is up 43% from the same time last year.